Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And it has been a great show. If I say so myself, it's been a wonderful show. I have loved me today. It's been really great. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, the FBI has known about this guy in Salt Lake City for months. I think it was Provo, by the way. Yet they waited until the day Joe Biden was in town to go after him. This was all planned to make it appear the president was in imminent danger. The timing of this is a manipulation by the deep state of political posturing for the Democrats. Well, that's what happens when the secret state police works for one party. That's why I've explained 1,000 times why it's so dangerous. It's not a small thing. It's everything. It's everything. When you are able to coordinate with the state police agency to have people murdered as you fly into town, that's a big deal. And by the way, we still don't know the details of the raid. I have been looking now for, 48 hours? And I still can't find anything that says this man was armed. Now, he may have been. I'm not saying I wasn't in the house. I don't have the details yet. I still can't find anything that says that guy had a weapon in his hands. The guy the FBI gunned down. So, yeah, there's that. Jesse, do you wear socks to bed? The Japanese believe the best sleep comes with a cool head and warm feet, so they sleep with socks on. No, I don't like things on my feet. I'm always hot. I mean, I'm super hot, as you well know. I'm what? I am. Anyway, I'm super hot. No, but seriously, I run hot. The Kelly guys run hot. My wife tells me that I'm like an oven. Sometimes if it's hot in the summertime and I grab her or something like that, she'll take my hand and throw it off. She'll be like, it's like having a hot pad on me. What is wrong with you? So I'm just hot. There's no way I'd have something on my feet. No way. That sounds miserable. Jesse, what's the best way to get a best deal when buying a car and dealing with a salesman? Short question, but since you sold vehicles and you were a sales manager, your wisdom could help the audience. I'm asking for a friend. Okay. Well, I didn't sell cars, but I sold RVs. And let me tell you something. You should change probably how you think about buying a car or an RV. Because you asked me for the best deal. The best deal. Jesse, what's the best deal? When people think about going out and buying a car, they will almost always obsess over that. What is the best deal? How do I save the most money? And I'm here to tell you, you need to change that way of thinking. Hear me out. Just hear me out for a second. You have to understand the other side of it as well. The other side of it is this. You're dealing with a salesman. Now, you may hate salesmen. You may love salesmen. Maybe you are a salesman. Doesn't matter what you think about salesmen. You need to understand this. That guy, that car salesman, the RV salesman, whatever you're buying, he pays his mortgage on selling you something. That's how he pays his bills. That's how his kids get new shoes for going back to school. He has to sell. He has to. That's what he does for a living. We lose sight of that. They must sell or they don't eat. That's the way sales works. It's part of the reason I loved it so much. It was sink or swim, baby. Go perform or you're done. It was right up my alley. I loved the pressure of it. I thought it was awesome. So sink or swim. Now, people, because the dominant way of thinking when you walk on a sales lot is I want the best deal, people will routinely screw themselves over. And this is how they do it. You walk on a sales lot, you're worried about saving the most amount of money. And so immediately you'll start nickel and diming every single tiny thing. No, I've looked at 10,000 websites and I found that I could get this vehicle wholesale if I go to Ohio for $1,000 left. And by the time you're done beating this salesman and his sales manager down to a bloody pulp, oh, there's no question you got a good deal. You probably saved a grand. And I'm not dismissing $1,000, but you probably saved a grand. You know what you also did? You guaranteed the worst customer service experience you can possibly fathom after the fact. Because you showed up and decided you were going to squeeze and wring that sponge until there wasn't a drop of water left on it. It was rare, but when I ran into customers who did that to me selling RVs, I was obsessed with customer service. I wanted my people to be taken care of. And when I sell you something, I take pride in it. I want you to be happy with it. So you call me on a Saturday night. Jesse, I'm having problems with my RV. I'm answering. You text me. I would save all their numbers in my phone. And I had a little thing I did where I'd put two X's in front of them if it was a customer I'd sold. So when it popped up on my phone, I know, oh, okay, this guy bought one from me. Unless you did that to me. If you nickel and dimed me to where I didn't even make a dime off the sale, I would not only not answer, I would block your number. You never got to talk to me again. I'm not running a charity. I'm a salesman. That's how my kids eat. That's how my wife eats. The best deal when you walk onto a car lot is not the lowest price. You want a low price. You want a fair price, I should say. I'm not saying go get your head ripped off. Don't do that. You can look up four or five websites on the internet before you walk on a car lot. And you know, shoot, they have apps for it now. You know what a good price is for that vehicle, that make, model, everything. You can find that information. Chris, you could find that information in 5 seconds on that computer if you wanted it. Show up at the dealership armed with the knowledge of what a fair price is, then pay a fair price. I know that will be the least popular thing I've ever said on this show. Pay a fair price. Allow him to eat a meal too. You might just find yourself with a better customer service experience. You might find yourself getting things thrown in for you, some kind of a service package or something like that. You might enjoy the experience. But you walk in there like so many of these blowhards used to walk on the RV lot. I'm going to get the best price and I'm going to pay cash. I can buy anything on the lot. You're not going to, I'm going to get a better price than anyone else. Bottom dollar, baby. Every salesman there, you know what he does? Here's what you think. You think they're cowering in fear. Oh man, this guy, he owns us. They're all laughing at you behind your back. They've all heard this a million times before. They're all rolling their eyes and laughing at you. Show up prepared. Don't waste his time. Don't let him waste yours and pay a fair price. Now, I will say this. This is how I do it. This is the last tidbit, and then we'll get back to politics and other stuff here in a moment. I am hard on them about time. My time, I value it. I value my time. I am a big believer. Well, I'm not a believer. It's a fact. Time is finite. I prioritize my time a lot. I do not allow people to waste it. So these salesmen, I'll pay a fair price. I'll find the vehicle I want. I'll pay a fair price. I'm fine. I time them. I tell them. Because these car lots, if you let them do it to you, they'll do it to you. They'll keep you there for 2 or 3 hours while this guy runs around here and that guy runs around there. And wait, I got to talk to the sales manager. You have an hour. Once I decide on my vehicle, once I sign on that dotted line, you have 1 hour to have me out of that dealership or I will blow up the whole deal and I will take my car and I'll leave. And I'll find my guy and I'll time, 20 minutes left. I'll have him scrambling around that place. I'll pay you a fair price. You can eat. That's fine. You're not keeping me there all day long. So that's what I would suggest. Jesse. I'm sure it's probably more, but the $20 million in bribes to the Biden family seems light, at least from the Biden's perspective. $20 million sounds great to me, but I can't see that much being worth it to a high-profile crime family like the Bidens. When I have that much money, Lord willing, I won't need to grease anyone's wheels, pay hush money, or have anyone hit. That's in addition to the expensive lifestyle. Why go through all this trouble? His name is Max, who wrote that and said I could say his name. Well, here's something we haven't really wrapped our minds around enough, and I lose sight of this too. We have all this damaging information about the Bidens now. We know about the shell companies. We know about the $20 million payments. We know about the IRS covering up crimes, DOJ covering up crimes, FBI, of course, covering up crimes, because that's all the FBI does anymore. We know about this information, and here's a mistake we make. We think that's all of it. That's a fraction of it. That's what they got caught doing. That's what they got caught. That's the documentation we have now. It's like that FBI memo from the Richmond Field Office that instructed them to target Catholic churches and infiltrate Catholic churches. And they tried to tell you it was a one-off. And what did I tell you? Oh, that means it's going on everywhere because it was one piece of paper from one whistleblower. So if you got a teeny tiny window into what they're doing and you saw that once, you can never believe that was a one-off. It's everywhere. And I turned out to be true. I turned out to be right. A few days ago, it came out that this was rampant. Same thing with the Biden crime family. There's $20 million now that we know about. Joe Biden has been in politics for 30-plus years. You know, I know about a teeny tiny sliver of what they've done. It's so much more than $20 million. All right. Now, I know you're probably going to end up paying just a little bit more for a car now, thanks to my advice. And I do feel a little bit bad about that. So here's what I'm going to do. I'll save you money on a phone. Does that sound good? Pay a little more for the car, save a little money on the phone. Because that's what happens when you switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk's more than just a patriotic mobile company. Unlike AT&T, unlike T-Mobile, unlike Verizon, Pure Talk loves this country. But they're more than that. They're money savings, man. You know that for $20 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, and now 50% more 5G data plus a mobile hotspot. $20 a month. My family of four, we were with T-Mobile. We switched to Pure Talk. My bill in half. We pay half of what we used to pay. Average family saves $1,000 roughly a year. It's easy to switch. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. Pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. Go now.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Look at Chris pulling out some decent Metallica songs for the first time ever. Good job, Chris. Proud of you on this Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Chris, put that finger away. That's rude. Jesse, when you were stationed at Camp Pendleton in Oceanside, California, what was your favorite bar? I'd love to go grab a pint at one of the local joints and tell them the world-famous author Jesse Kelly used to drink here. Did you ever go to the Red Rooster or Larry's Beach Club? Those places are classic. His name is Craig. Semper Fi. I was only in Camp Pendleton for SOI, School of Infantry. Once you're done with boot camp, if you're a grunt, you go to School of Infantry. I think it was a couple months long. That's where I was in Pendleton. But we didn't spend much time in Oceanside, maybe a night or two out there in Oceanside. You don't get a whole lot of free time at SOI. And I'm sorry to tell you, brother, I can't remember the one place we went. That was too daggone long ago. No, Michael, it's not because I was drinking too much. No, I wasn't, Chris. Oh, mighty Oracle of the airwaves. What are the chances that the left-wing radicals go berserk and start rioting in the streets if Joe Biden has impeachment proceedings starting against him? I don't think that's going to happen. And here's why. They're in power. Remember, they always are agitating. They're always moving forward. But the real crazy agitation comes underneath Republican leadership, trying to cause more and more chaos, more and more angst. I've used the example before. I'm going to use it again because it's perfect. The guy out at the restaurant with his girlfriend loudly screaming at him, making a scene, trying to calm her down. That's all he wants, is he just wants her to calm down because he's embarrassed. She's making a scene. She She doesn't have any of those values, so she's trying to make a scene just to crush him. That's what communists do under Republicans. That's why the St. George Floyd riots happened underneath Donald Trump. Remember, those weren't random. They weren't some kind of race riots. Those were funded and organized. BLM and Antifa were funded and organized in cities around the country. That was planned out. They mobilized immediately. Let's start burning things down. Let's start causing chaos out there. Let's start causing angst out there. And look, again, the Republicans were pathetic when it came to those riots. Pathetic. Weak. Had no idea how to deal with it. Too stressed about being called racist. Shoot, I remember Tim Scott working with Cory Booker on federal police reform. I remember Trump. I remember Trump sitting down for a law enforcement roundtable. Yes, yes, yes. St. George Floyd died. We need a law enforcement roundtable. Trump wouldn't even mention Black Lives Matter for like a month. It was all Antifa. Again, always trying to be Mr. Black People. Republicans get so scared about the issue of race that they're never able to address communist street agitation. Well, the communists use racial groups for street agitation. If you're never going to call them out for it, then it's going to give them freedom to do that forever. I hate how scared the GOP is to confront real issues. It drives me absolutely nuts. But I don't think they will do it underneath Joe Biden because, again, they save that chaos for Republicans. Jesse, not all single women are commies. I'm Polish on my mom's side, so I hate commies, and I live in California. I'm 6 years away from retiring, then I'll leave. All my men my age are losers. What do I do? Long distance, maybe? Say F it? Help. And she signs it a nickel. First of all, don't put yourself down, woman. I'm sure you're a dime. I have no doubt about that. Second, I hear this from a lot of people. My buddy's wife, she is fresh out of New York City. And we were all getting together the other night and we're just having fun, just relaxing, talking about things. And she was lamenting the dating scene in New York City and said she had to get out before she could find a guy who was normal enough. It's not that there aren't normal guys all over New York City. It's that the percentages are so small. If you're a chick and you run into some dude in New York City, there's like a 90% chance he's a lib or just a total weenie. You got to get out. I think California dime, you people in the blue areas, you single people in blue areas looking for somebody, dudes looking for dimes, dimes looking for dudes. I think location matters. And shoot, you asked about online or long distance. Man, look, the online dating thing came along after I was married, so I never experienced it. But I'd be all over that, I think, if I was younger. Chris, Michael, you guys are younger. I mean, Chris is married now, but did you do online dating before? Huh, Chris says his wife was in Florida when he met. Michael, you do online dating? You don't? Why not? Why? I want to know. No, okay, it is impersonal. I meant to meet somebody, and then you go have a burger or something. Oh, that's a little cold, Michael. Michael said, yeah, if you're 30 or something. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was an old person thing. What are young people meet? I don't know, some... You'd be more desperate at that point. Gosh, Michael, that's harsh. 30's not... Jeez, Michael. Michael came for blood today. I don't... Like, that's him, not me. You know how soft and cuddly I am. We still have a bunch of Ask Dr. Jesse to go, by the way. I still can't get over this.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel.
They really appointed the guy who's been covering for Hunter the whole time as the special counsel to investigate Hunter. Golly. All right, focus. Remember what the Atlanta Fed said?
I'm not expecting this to be, you know, a two-month or a three-month period. My outlook is that we'll still be in a restrictive territory well into 2024. And it'll just take a while for the inflationary pressures that we've seen over the last year and a half to fully dissipate and get us back to 2%.
You have your emergency food yet? Have you made preparations? Have you made preparations for something to go bad? Because things do go bad. My Patriot Supply has emergency three-month food kits prepped and ready to go. And they're 25% off right now. And listen, They send these anonymously. They ship them fast and they ship them anonymously. Please take my advice on this. Keep it anonymous. You can roll your eyes or say I'm being paranoid. Just believe me. I've read enough stories about things going bad and people with supplies being attacked by people without supplies. So don't brag to your friends about your three-month food kit. Keep it off Instagram. Keep it quiet. Get your three-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home and stash it and shut up about it. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you get that 25% off. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get right back into it because there's still tons of great questions and I haven't gotten to them yet, but let's deal with this China question. Queso General Jesse, you mentioned last week China's been flooding the southern border with military-aged men. And with the new laboratory found in California, CCP police agencies in New York, Chinese communist universities, etc., it made me curious. What are the chances that China completely bypasses Taiwan and shows up unannounced on Huntington Beach? Okay. No. Look, you can't. Here's why you wouldn't do that if you were China. In fact, you already laid out why China wouldn't do that. China has infiltrated every part of this country to an extreme degree. We don't even need to bring up the Navy personnel that were just busted as Chinese spies. Senator Dianne Feinstein, remember, her chauffeur was a Chinese spy. Eric Swalwell got involved with a Chinese spy. That's just in the government. Remember, Eric Swalwell was on the House Intel Committee while he was having an affair with a Chinese spy. The House Intel Committee. If you ever go to Capitol Hill and you're walking around, keep in mind the various committees, they have meeting rooms and they're labeled there. So you'll be walking down, you'll be walking through Capitol Hill in one of the buildings and you'll just come across the, this is the House Ways and Means Committee. This is the Armed Forces Committee. This is where they meet. This is the big room where they meet in until you get to the House Intel Committee. It's behind a sealed door with armed guards. It's actually really cool. I was dying to go in, but I didn't have the security clearance. They discuss top secret things there. Somebody still sitting on that committee had an affair with a Chinese spy. Now, that's just politics. Let's go to media. We've covered it before. I don't need to go over it again, but how many gigantic publications in this country have Chinese money and a lot of it flowing through their veins? How much pro-Chinese media is there out there? Let's talk about entertainment. Shoot, you watch John Cena apologize for acknowledging the existence of Taiwan because he made a movie. Famously, China will pick up the phone to Hollywood producers and they will make them edit out scenes they don't like for the movies. China controls the movies, and this goes way back. The Soviets used to do this too. I write about this in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. Entertainment, gone. Sports, gone. Okay, so they've infiltrated the government. They've infiltrated entertainment. Now let's deal with what you brought up, the communist universities. The amount of Chinese money flowing through the American university system, not just at these Confucius Institutes, but otherwise, staggering. Pro-China university system. This goes throughout every institution in our country. Now think about this. It's malware, right, guy? Malware. I like mine better. Anyway, malware. China has their technology in so much of our technology. And they have military-aged males, who knows how many of them, all throughout the United States of America. So, are they going to land on Huntington Beach? Why would they? They want Taiwan. They don't need possession of America because they're already taking possession of America. What they want is Taiwan. Now, what I'm worried about, and I'm very, very worried about this, I'm worried about them going after Taiwan. Us stepping up in some way and stepping in, and we will. Keep in mind, we're not going to just sit by and let that happen. We will. So we get involved, and what's that going to involve? I don't know exactly. It might involve like what we're doing with Ukraine right now, sending over arms and all these things. It might involve the United States Navy. Now, if China is trying to invade Taiwan, and the United States Navy starts prowling around that area, that's a very scary situation. Now we're talking about missiles sinking ships, potentially. I mean, who knows? The potential for an incident that even isn't even sanctioned by one of the two governments. You never know what happens there. But that brings me to my concern. I'm very worried that they will begin to sabotage the country itself as retaliation for us getting involved. When you're that woven into America, they've spent so many years infiltrating America. When you're that woven in, what you have is the ability to hurt us inside. It's part of the reason I talk to you about emergency food all the time, if we're being totally honest. I'm extremely concerned about our power grid. And people don't understand how reliant they are on power. You have to have it. We are so used to it. It's such an ingrained part of our society. I remember, what was that, 2 years ago, Chris, we had that freeze? 2 or 3 years ago, we had a freeze here in Houston. Houston, they're not used to freezes. It's skin melting hot. It's like 100 degrees here again today. It's horrible. It froze. What it did was it killed juice to some people. For two days, people were without power. We had people die. 2 days without power, people died. I'm very worried about an attack on our power grid, and I'm not talking about a little bit of ice that you can thaw off in a couple days. What if it's something major, computer-based, and it's an attack on our power grid? I know national security guys who are also concerned about our power grid. That's a fact. So, what do we do about that? There's precious little you or I can do about that, except for make preparations. Make preparations for the fact that China's here. Who knows what they're going to happen? Jesse, first off, I wanted to say your book was excellent. It has us discussing college choices for our kids. We're both small Ivy League grads and assume that would be the path for our kids. Why send them for the indoctrination and pay people that hate us and our beliefs? My question for you, what do you think happens if Donald Trump actually gets convicted and they try to put him in jail? We have discussed at home and wonder if it could trigger a revolt. Something is very serious with the lives lost type of thing. Something very serious with lives lost type of thing. Would love your thoughts. Thanks for giving conservatives a platform. Keep up the good work. I've thought about this. I've thought about this a lot. What happens in that day if that day comes? And remember, that's a fairly likely scenario. It's not like that's some crazy scenario. The charges are crazy, but he's being indicted in all these far left places with far left judges and far left juries. He's going to get convicted. Whether they try to send him to prison or not, I don't know. He's going to get convicted. At least one of them, probably all four of them, for all I know. So what happens? I don't think anything. I don't think anything. And here's why I say that. It's not that I don't think people will be mad. People will be mad. They'll be spitting mad, be ready to go. I know all that. But human beings will not put themselves in danger until they themselves are feeling pain and misery and desperation. They, in general, will not do that for someone else. And look, that's the smart course of action right now. You grabbing your guns and taking up arms and getting yourself shot by the FBI doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help Donald Trump one little bit. What, are you going to go try to break him out of prison? Doesn't do anybody any good at all. I know people will be angry. I know that anger will be palpable. I don't see Americans giving up their lives, giving up their freedoms to try to stop it. Because there is no stopping it anyway. Once you're caught up in the system, I mean, you ever talk to somebody who's in prison? I have. I've had friends go to prison. Once you're caught up in the system, man, it's tough to get out of it. Very tough to get it. Once you're in it, you're in it. And right now he's in it. So we're just, like I said, it's going to be a crazy election year. Craziest election year of your lifetime or mine. Now, before we get to our final segment with all the Ask Dr. Jesse questions I can possibly get to in one segment, let's save a life tonight. Or what about saving 200? If you have means, remember this. If you have means and you're doing well, you can donate $5,000 to Preborn, all tax deductible, and that will sponsor their entire network for 24 hours. That's 200 lives. You ever saved 200 lives in your lifetime? 200 people walking the planet because of you. You can do it. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Let's save a life. Let's save 200. If it's $28, you can save one. Man, there's nothing wrong with that either. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Keep in mind something, and this is critically important. You need to enjoy yourself this weekend. Set your phone down. Get away from the news and enjoy yourself this weekend, all right? Keep something else in mind. There are still widows and orphans who need your help. Tunnel to Towers helps them. I talk a lot about Tunnel to Towers, and I tell you about what a great charity they are. But I want you to understand this. 95 cents of every dollar goes to their programs. That's insane. I don't think I've ever seen that before from a nonprofit. They take almost every dime you give them, and it goes directly where you want. You can't find that in a charity anywhere else. So when I say widows and orphans, your money doesn't go, well, maybe 20% will eventually get to help out a widow. No. That's where it's going. $11 a month is what they ask for. $11 a month. Fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, homeless veterans, catastrophically injured veterans. I love that they do that. They build these guys smart homes, give them better quality of life. T2T.org. T2T.org. Again, before I get to the emails I didn't get to, I want to get to these two Tucker clips here with the former Capitol Police Chief.
So maybe she's a little too progressive on crime issues.
That's not Tucker. Tucker sounds weird.
Big picture, just to restate, you've seen many things like this And as you just said, this was very different. This was handled very differently. By whom?
By the intelligence. I'd say one, by the intelligence agency. Two, by the military. So the reason why I say the military, think of this.
Treated differently. How so? How differently?
Wait. So the military says we're so concerned about potential imminent violence that we are considering shutting down the city. But at the very same time, they decide that the National Guard can't adopt an aggressive posture to
protect
the city.
Right. They're deploying, because they're going to be deploying National Guard to assist Washington, D.C. with crowd control at metros and some of the traffic control areas. But they put this out on January 4th, specific to January 5th and 6th. And this direction affected the National Guard in Virginia and Maryland. When I was calling, begging for assistance on January 6th, they weren't allowed to respond at first. You look at Governor Hogan. He did a press conference saying he was begging to respond, and he was being denied by the Pentagon, all because of the memo.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why there was all this backup prepped and ready to go, and they were rejected. I wonder why FBI agents gathered in mass in Quantico for special training before the whole thing. I wonder why the FBI will not answer basic questions from Congress about their involvement that day. And more than any of that, I wonder this. I wonder the guy that put the pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC. I wonder why his cell phone geolocation data is scrambled and unavailable. They have everyone else's. All that stuff is tracked. And yet that time and location, the data somehow got corrupted. Who could possibly get to data like that and corrupt it? The United States government. That's who. Just something to keep in mind.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Jesse, in your book, page 79, you state that most people fail to speak out because they are afraid of reprisal, physical violence, harassment, financial ruin, intimidation. I am one of those people. I keep a low profile, I don't do any social media, and I'm afraid of doxing. What concrete steps could I and others take to protect ourselves so we can be politically active? We desperately need to get people to vote, but not at personal risk. Well, I'm going to say something, and this is going to sound harsh, but that's just because I'm an insensitive jerk, okay? There's not a way to fight against communists without risk. There's no way to do this without risk. Now, that doesn't mean you have to lay yourself out there and run for office and stand on stage. It does not mean that. You can take a more backseat approach to it. There are other ways to help. Help out around a campaign office. Shoot, make phone calls. They'll have you dialing voters to try to chase ballots down and things like that. You don't have to do anything special there. You don't have to identify your full name, get yourself doxxed. But there are ways to help. You can avoid that. But don't think there's a clean, easy, nice way to fight back against these people. Jesse, you may already be aware of this, but your namesake Jesse in the Bible is the father of David and the grandson of Boaz and Ruth. Maybe we should call you Patriarch instead of Oracle or Shogun. Wouldn't feminists love that? He said, you mentioned several times that Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock are the primary enforcers of ESG and diversity on corporations. I think one of the main reasons is the 401ks. Many people, including myself, blindly put money into target date funds, the target date being the year of retirement. All that money is managed by fund managers. The fund managers then wield enormous power over companies as major investors. So in effect, we did not vote for this, but we funded this. How do we stop? I wish I had a more concrete answer for you, but I'll give you this answer, and it's true. The finance sector has been, you know, we talk about building up parallel economies and how important that is, and it is critically important. It's been the one we've been so far behind on, because it's the industry that's so difficult to break into. You know, if a razor company ticks you off, it's not difficult to find a patriotic razor company to go out there or start a patriotic razor company and boom, got another market for it. It's not even that difficult anymore to come up with a right-wing movie of some kind. You're tired of all the left-wing filth. There are funding sources for these right-wing movies now, more than there have been. We're still way behind there, but more than there have been. With the finance sector, when you're talking about this gigantic industry, they make it very, very, very difficult to break into it and create new ones, create alternatives. That, however, is changing because what he said is 100% right. I remember the day, this was a couple of years ago. I told you about it when I was on the air. I remember the day, I never look at my investments. It's just as a rule. When they're up, when they're down, I never look at them. I trust the money guy. I give him the money. The money works out fine. And that's what I do with it. Whether I can invest a lot or a little, I just invest. I remember the day that I went in and actually looked at the statement they had mailed us, and it broke down all the different places where I had money. And not a lot, keep in mind. It's not like I'm a millionaire or something like that, but all the different places I had money. Man, you want to talk about sobering, looking at what I was funding. It was a whole long list of Disney, Apple, B of A. Shoot, I think Vanguard was one of them. If you invest traditionally, and I'm not telling you not to at all, I'm not telling you not to. You got to take care of yourself, take care of your family. Man, it's really hard to avoid funding commie filth. That's all. Now, enough of that. Put your chin up and put your phone down and enjoy your weekend. I'll see you Monday. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.